proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Osterman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We have looked at the prophetic passages of the book of Daniel, and our study concludes the 8th chapter of Daniel. In this section, the prophet heard one described as a saint ask the following question. Quote, "How long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot?" Here was the answer that Daniel heard. Quote, "Unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed," unquote. A question arises about the length of these days. Were they literal 24-hour periods? Or did the term day have another meaning here? The context of the passage implied that the duration of time Daniel described ought not to be measured in literal days. Gabriel told Daniel that the vision Daniel received, quote, "shall be for many days," quote. Of each of the 2,300 days described above were literal 24-hour periods, then many days would approximate a period of 6 1/2 years, a length of time far more conducive to immediate fulfillment of that prophecy than to a distant fulfillment. However, the Hebrew word translated days in Daniel referred to mornings and evenings. In the first chapter of Genesis, for example, we read that a day characterized by evening and morning should be understood as a literal 24-hour day. This interpretation would indicate that the 2,300 days described in Daniel 8 were actual 2,300-day evening and morning intervals. But in our next broadcast, we will pick up on how to interpret the 2,300 days mentioned in Daniel chapter 8. How then to understand this prophecy in Daniel? Perhaps the 2,300 days actually referred to a certain combination, a combination of 1,150 mornings and 1,150 evenings. The Bible connected the context of Daniel's question about the length of days with the restoration of the daily sacrifice after Antiochus Epiphanes had desecrated it by offering a pig upon the altar in the temple. Thus, the number 2,300 would refer to the number of missed sacrifices, not the days. Remember that the priests offered sacrifices for the Jewish nation twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. Antiochus Epiphanes desecrated the temple on the fifth day of the ninth month in B.C. 168. The Jewish people recaptured Jerusalem and rededicated their temple on the 25th day of the ninth month in B.C. 165, allowing for a 360-day yearly Jewish calendar, plus adding two additional months of 30 days apiece, would total 1,150 days, thus meeting the requirements of the prophecy in Daniel chapter 8. Those things which Daniel saw made him sick for, as he described it, certain days. None of his friends and acquaintances understood what the vision that he saw meant. Nevertheless, Daniel during this time remained faithful to his duties. In his own words, quote, "I rose up and did the king's business," unquote. Daniel was indeed a man greatly beloved of God. Even though the Jews do not acknowledge him as a prophet, Daniel still served as God's vehicle for telling them what would befall them in the last days. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.